It's 10 trivia questions on the hit late 80s movie The Princess Bride. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. There are 800 plus episodes to go back and listen to. So if you hate The Princess Bride, which is today's topic, don't worry. There's some other movie that you probably love we've done trivia on. Just search that movie and the phrase Trivia with Buds on Google, and you will come across an episode on YouTube or some kind of MP3 to listen to on a podcast. You can always go to Trivia with Buds on the Libsyn page, Libsyn, and you can search in the top right-hand corner of that to get specifically everything we've ever done in the archives of the show over the last 3 years. Today, like I said, we're doing The Princess Bride, a great movie that I love from, I think, 1987. I'm almost positive I went to a gallery that's actually called 1988 in Hollywood, and I think they were doing an expo on the year 1987, so they had stuff from The Lost Boys, Princess Bride, Predator or Commando, one of those Schwarzenegger movies. They had a lot of cool stuff. So I'm pretty sure it's 1987 for The Princess Bride. This was a topic picked by one of my newest patrons. Her name is Aria Pato from Australia. So you can thank Aria if you love The Princess Bride and you're like, oh my God, I've been waiting for an episode on this since he started the show. Thank you, Aria. Thank you to everyone leaving iTunes reviews, guys. We are shooting up on certain charts, and we had the most downloads ever in the history of the show in January 2020. We had, I think it was 57,000, 58,000, something like that. Almost 60,000 downloads, which is insane. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me spread the word and grow this show. It's really taken off at the start of the decade here. Here's an iTunes review from someone named Megalovania Intensifies. They said, 5 stars, love this podcast. Me and my family love to listen to this podcast every day. I love listening to it in class and almost yell out the answers by accident. Please keep making new episodes for everyone to enjoy. Smiley face. I will do that, Megalovania. But also pay attention in class. I mean, come on. You listen to a podcast. What kind of class is that? I hope it's not like a wood shop class and you're almost cutting off a finger. That would be tough. Thank you for that review. I Googled what Megalovania is. I thought it was maybe something like Metroidvania, like the style of video game. But it says it's a track composed by someone named Toby Fox, which first appeared in Earthbound Halloween Hack, a fan-made Earthbound spinoff, the Super Nintendo game Earthbound. So look that up if you're at all interested into video games and music and spinoffs and fan-made games. That's what that is. From one search I found, maybe it has a million different meanings, and that was just one thing I found. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to jump into 10 questions on the hit movie The Princess Bride right now. Let's hope they never remake this movie, which I saw a big petition to not do recently. I would gladly sign that petition. This one is perfect. Here we go. All right, here we go with some Princess Bride trivia. Question number one coming at you right now. How many fingers does the man have that killed Inigo Montoya's father? Nice easy one off the bat if you've seen the movie. Question number one, how many fingers does the man that killed Inigo Montoya's father have? Number one. Question number two, what color is the clock in the grandson's bedroom where he's hearing the story? What color is the alarm clock in the grandson's bedroom, that's Fred Savage in the movie, when he's hearing the story? Number two. Number three, what word is uttered frequently by an actor named Wallace Michael Shawn? What word is uttered frequently by Wallace Michael Shawn in this movie? Number three. Question number four, what article of clothing does Wesley refer to as terribly comfortable? Terribly comfortable. What article of clothing is that? Number four. Question number five, halfway through this quiz on The Princess Bride, what sport is the grandson playing on Atari at the start of the movie? What sport is the grandson playing on Atari at the start of the movie? Number five. Question number six, what action star was the original choice for the character of Fezzik? What action star was the original choice for the character of Fezzik? Number six. Number seven, the author of the book, William Goldman, wanted Rob Reiner to direct after seeing what other Reiner-directed film? Number seven, the author, William Goldman, wanted Rob Reiner to direct after seeing what other Reiner-directed film? And question number eight, what city is the grandson supposed to be in when he's hearing the story? A lot of questions about the grandson that popped out at me online. Number eight, what city does the framework of this story take place? Number eight. Number nine, who plays a character in the movie named Miracle Max? Who plays Miracle Max? And number 10, last question of the quiz, what fictional country does the story take place in? What is the land of the Princess Bride called? Those are all your questions for the 10 on Princess Bride. We'll be right back in just a second with the Enchanted Answers. We're back with the answers to Princess Bride trivia. Let's see how you did. Question number one, how many fingers does the man have that killed Inigo Montoya's father? He doesn't stop talking about it the entire movie. It is six, the six-fingered man, number one. Number two, what color is the clock in the grandson's bedroom when he's hearing the story? He has a green alarm clock, a green alarm clock. Question number three, what word is uttered frequently by an actor named Wallace Michael Shawn? Inconceivable. Inconceivable. That's a nice, easy one, and probably the most quoted thing from this movie. Number four, what article of clothing does Wesley refer to as terribly comfortable? It is his mask. His mask is terribly comfortable. Number five, what sport is the grandson, Fred Savage, playing on Atari at the start of the movie? He's playing Atari baseball. Atari baseball. Good thing he's not playing Atari ET, which came out a couple years earlier and was buried in the New Mexico desert. Number seven, what action star was supposed to be Fezzik the Giant, played by Andre the Giant, the wrestler? That was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they couldn't afford him at the time of filming, so it went to Andre the Giant. Number seven, the author of the book, William Goldman, wanted Rob Reiner to direct after seeing what other Reiner-directed film? This is Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. Great movie. Number eight, what city is the grandson supposed to be in when he's hearing this story? Chicago, my hometown, Chicagoland. Number nine, who plays Miracle Max? That would be Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal, the guy who helps heal him once he's dead. What fictional country does the story take place in? The name of the country is Florin. Florin, F-L-O-R-I-N. So how'd you do? How many did you get out of 10? Send me your score. Send me your scorecards. I always like seeing those to see how people interact with the show and if the questions are too hard or too easy. Send them to ryanbuds@gmail.com or @ryanbuds on just about all social media. And now it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out for all your design needs at fmdesignsinc.com, or you can click the link in the show notes. It's super easy. They make t-shirts, they make banners, they do it all. Go check them out. They just did some really cool koozies and bottle openers for me with my logo on them, and they could do that for you too. Question of the day is, what were the New York Highlanders renamed back in 1913? What were the New York Highlanders renamed in 1913? Send me your answer to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the Dire Straits, and your trivia team name of today is Easy Bake Coven. Great for witches everywhere. Easy Bake Coven. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. Go to check out my friends Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California, next time you're in Southern California. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.